Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it, and welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here, excuse me, to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed." The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man avails much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. I choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in my heart. I trust you today with everything that I am. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Come on.
Amen. The God who judges in the earth. When justice is done, the righteous rejoice. Those who have sought to obey you are filled with delight. Your justice is like the spring rain, bringing blessings and life to those it touches. Let justice roll down like the waters, like an ever-flowing stream. Yet while your justice brings happiness to the righteous, terror engulfs the evildoers. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Yet, for the righteous, you wait to be gracious, and you exalt yourself to show mercy. You are a God of justice who judges the earth, and blessed are those who wait for you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection. Hallelujah.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Yeah. the Lord and praise Him, but He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to Your name.
Amen. Praise be to God. God of glory, You have revealed Your glory in Jesus. He is the radiance of God of glory and the exact representation of Your nature. Because of Jesus, I am able to come into Your presence with unveiled face and behold the glory of the Lord. I praise You and adore You. Transform me into Your image from one degree of glory to another. Your glory is so magnificent that heaven needs no sun or moon to shine on it. For You, God of glory, give it light, and the lamp is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection, and after this selection, I will come back with our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God.
All their death, Lord, You greater.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled Unshakable. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26. And it says, His voice shook the earth then, but now He has promised, saying, yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His mighty word. Praise be to God. When God speaks, everything shakes. If your life is quaking today, it is because the Lord is communicating with you. He is allowing instability in your life so you will understand that the foundation you are standing on for your safety and worth are unstable. God is ridding you of all that doesn't give you any real security. Shaking it to loosen its grip on you, and so you can see it's not working. The Lord also shows us what's absolutely unwavering: His character, word, and kingdom. As Christians, we know that our eternal relationship with God and our future are secured in Jesus. As David wrote in Psalms 16 and 8, I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Praise be to God. Understanding this should change how we operate. Why would we devote our time to what is doomed to fail? Instead, we should expend our energy on that which will last forever. As Hebrews 12 and 28 admonishes, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service. Therefore, serve Him. Put your full hope in Christ. And in so doing, you will stand firm. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, our trust and hope are in You forever and ever and ever. In Your name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message this evening, Unshakable. Praise be to God. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily, because God has a plan.
God had a plan.
Thank you.
El Elyon. I give you praise. I praise you in your sanctuary. I praise you in your mighty expanse. I praise you for your awesome deeds according to your excellent greatness. I praise you with words, music, songs, and words of admiration. My soul makes its boast in you, El Elyon, Most High God. I bless your name today, and I will forget none of your benefits. You hold the power in your hand to keep the flames of life's trials from scorching me. You have the power to save. I will not fear what man can do because you are El Elyon, the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Of wisdom, you said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover.
Amen. Choosing to persevere. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 through 58, and the New King James Version says, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Amen. Praise God. Well, live life. A well-lived life is like a marathon, not a sprint. It calls for preparation, determination, and, of course, lots of perseverance. As an example of perfect perseverance, we Christians need look no further than our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus finished what he did, what he began, despite his suffering and despite the shame of the cross. Jesus was steadfast in his faithfulness to God. We too must remain faithful, especially during times of hardship. Sometimes God may answer our prayers with silence, and when he does, we must patiently persevere. Are you facing a tough situation? If so, remember this: whatever your problem, God can handle it. Your job is to keep persevering until he does. Your life is not a boring stretch of highway. It's straight. It's a straight line to heaven. And just look at the fields ripening along the way. Look at the tendency and endurance. Look at the grains of righteousness. You'll have quite a crop at harvest. So don't give up. Failure is one of life's most powerful teachers. How we handle our failures determines whether we are going to simply get by in life or press on. Instead of being frustrated and overwhelmed by all that is going on in our world, go to the Lord and ask him to give you eternal perspective. Every achievement worth remembering is stained with the blood of diligence and scarred by the wounds of disappointment. Life is an exercise in perseverance. If you persevere, you win. Philippians 3:13-14 in the CSB says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus." Galatians 6:9 in the CSB says, "So we must not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up." Amen. Hebrews 10:36 in the CSB says, "For you need endurance, so that after you have done God's will, you may receive what was promised. 2 Timothy 4:7 in the King James Version says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Lord, when life is difficult, I am tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are my God, and I can draw strength from you. Let me trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Let me persevere, even if my soul is troubled. And let me follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and forever. In his name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. El Elyon, I see the smoke and begin to tremble when life's troubles surrounds me, whether in my work, my health, my finances, my family, or even in myself, through anxiety, worry, or fear. Yet you are El Elyon, the Most High God, and you know when even a hair falls from my head. You protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were tossed to their certain death. But that sentence of death became the promise of life as you intervened. Forgive me, El Elyon, for looking only at what I can see, things that seem so certain to harm me physically or emotionally rather than looking at you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that takes care, concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, oh, praise be to God. So now it is time for the word. So at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
Thank you. Woo. My goodness, glory to God. Huh?
Is it hot enough for you?
Yes, it's nice. It's not too hot and not too cold. It really is nice out.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it really hot there?
Man, we have a three-day heat wave in the 90s.
Oh, I wish it was here. Sometimes I try to, you know, it sounds crazy, but sometimes I try to prolong the summer based on what I got to wear. Based on what I got to wear, because, you know, I have a hard time in between summer and winter. You know, the fall, you don't know what to wear. Because you start out your day, it's kind of warm, then it ends up cold, so you don't know how to dress in the middle. So I try to prolong the summer, get all the summer clothes out, and then I want to go straight into the winter, but it never happens like that.
No, that doesn't happen.
Mm-mm. So now I got to figure out what I'm going to wear in the meantime till it get really cold before I can put other stuff on. But anyway, that's just crazy. I tell you what, how many of you guys woke up this morning saying, Lord, I thank you?
Amen.
I got to say, don't everybody answer at once? Well, hello,
morning. Every morning I wake up, I thank God for another day.
Thank you. That is what we're all supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Waking up. Before we even throw our legs to get out of that bed, God, I thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. When you open up your eyes and you see that God has allowed you another day to be alive, you ought to, just as soon as you open your eyes, go, God, I thank you. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you. Don't worry about the cares of this day.
Mm-mm.
Just say, thank you, God, that I'm even here to see the care.
Exactly.
Come on now.
That's right. Praise God.
So you start thanking him. And then if you're able to get yourself out of the bed to go wherever you're going, say, oh, God, I really thank you now. Why? Because you got the use of your limbs.
Come on now.
You
Absolutely.
Can walk, you can talk, you can hear, you can do all of those things. So start saying thank you, God. You know what happens? We get up in the morning, especially the ones that got jobs. We get up in the morning and we start booking. Because we done overslept, number one, right? We done knocked the time clock over. Give me 10 more minutes. Okay, 5 more minutes. And then instead of getting the 5 or the 10 minutes, you took 20 minutes. So what do? You jump up because you're running late, because you're running there, get a shower. You might grab something to eat on your way out. You might not. You get that shower. You get dressed. You get lunch or whatever, and you head into the car. Or head out there to the bus, and you get to book it trying to get to that job.
That's right.
And because you're rushing, you're just running through the whole thing, and you forgot to say thank you.
Or good morning.
You forgot to wake up this morning and say, God, I love you. I got to read y'all this prayer. This prayer in our bathroom, because what? You got to go to the bathroom. As soon as you get up, you're going to run to the bathroom. So when you sit down and you look straight ahead on our wall, it says, I got up early one morning and I rushed right into my day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't have time to pray. Problems just trampled all over me. And heavier came every task. Why doesn't God hold me up? I wondered. Christ answered, you didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty in my day.
Yes.
But I forgot to pray. So guess what? At the end of this thing, it's real long, so I'll get to the end. And it says, I woke up this morning and paused before everything. I had so much to accomplish today that I got up and I prayed. So even when I'm really tired and I just want to get up and try to get on out of there, I sit down. And you know, you sit down, I know it sounds crazy, but you sit down on the toilet. You might be still with your head hung down, sleep, or you might look up and be looking around or whatever. So when you're looking around, that's what you're going to see. A reminder to tell God, thank you. Thank you. You know, I was thinking about some things the other day, and I said, Lord, you know, I try to break the ice, and I get into some humor, and then I go into the Word. And I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't get into the humor, just go into the Word, right? And so God says, well, sometimes you got to calm them down, right? Because they've been going through so much throughout the day, or they're still at work trying to sneak in here or something. So the joking doesn't take away from anything God has to say to them. It's supposed to prepare the way for the Word. Because why? Because we're on Blog Talk Radio, right? So I don't have a praise team. I don't got a praise team to give y'all a song, calm down your heart, so you can receive the Word. So the next best thing I know to do is to give you a little laughter, right? So you can calm down from all of that stuff that was rushing through your mind throughout the day, right? And when you hear that joke, you start laughing. And when you start laughing, that's when God says laughter's good for the soul.
Amen.
So if you start laughing, it's releasing something so that his Word can come in and fulfill that what you just got rid of. Ooh, y'all going to think about that later on. But anyway, there it is. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, God. Thank you because you did wake us up this morning. You did clothe us in our right mind. You gave us divine healings in our bodies, oh God, and for that we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God. Father God, please forgive us, because sometimes we forget to say thank you, and then there are times we forget to say, Lord God, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the day to come up on us unaware, and it's our last day, and we never did get it right with you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get it right with you, oh God. We want to start our day off saying thank you and end our day saying, Lord, please forgive me for anything I did today that wasn't pleasing in your sight.
Amen.
The reason why you constantly have us to remind one another of these things is because this is real. This isn't playtime. This isn't entertainment or anything like that. This is real. The word of God is real. This is prosperous for your soul. I'm telling you, heaven and hell exist, right? God doesn't have shepherds or pastors out there just so they can joke around with you or make life, you know, seem funny. No, he's really trying to get that word in there too. So even when I joke around, and I thank God for that, even when I joke around, I still try to tie it into that word that God has given me.
Amen.
Why? Because at the end of the day, believe it or not, I'm going to be held accountable for everyone under the sound of my voice. What did I share with them? What did I teach them? I'm going to be held accountable for that. Right? And so, so God is saying, for all of those that choose to be teachers and preachers and all that, you better understand what the calling is, because you're going to be held accountable, especially if you lead God's people astray. You got a heavy price to pay. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. I thank you, God, that for the ones that don't always remember to say good morning, thank you, God, for another day,
mm-hmm.
please forgive us, oh God. Help us, Holy Ghost, to do better. That when we awake every day, we're going to say thank you. When we go to bed at night, we say, Father, please forgive me for anything mm-hmm. that I did that was not pleasing in your sight,
mm-hmm.
that we may not die in our sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, help us to do better, Lord God. Help me to do better. Help her. Help him. Help him. Help us to do better, God. We want our ways to be found pleasing in your sight. We want to get to the point that we understand this thing is real. Our walk is real. Our soul salvation is real. Thank you, God, for allowing us the opportunity to make a choice, that you didn't just create us to do whatever you wanted us to do. You gave us the opportunity for it to be a choice. We choose to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
The devil didn't make you do it. You mm-hmm. chose to do it. He don't lift your hands up and guide your hands to doing it. No, it's a choice. He plants the thought in your mind, but then you choose to do it. You choose to carry out that thought. That's why the word of God says, cast down every thought that so easily besets you. Don't start pondering on it and thinking about it. The longer you think, the harder it is to walk out of that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, God. We bless you today.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, this word is short and sweet because I was... I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because I'll get ready to lie. And he caught me. Look, he choked me up where I couldn't even get the word out. I was going to tell you, this word is look, I was going to say, this word is short and sweet, because, you know, I'm feeling a little tired today, and I just want to go relax. He wouldn't even let the word come out. He said, no, you're trying to get down there to that right foot. Just tell the truth. So, there it is, y'all. I tell you the truth. See, that's how the devil gets us. because you're telling what you consider to be a little white lie. Guess what? Lies don't have color. They just lie.
Amen.
And ain't no white lie, ain't no blue lie, ain't no yellow lie. It's a lie. And you are a liar if you keep telling lies. Thank God for the Holy Ghost being active in me. He said, tell the truth. You just want to get to that right foot. And I said, you ain't never lied. I do want to get to that right foot, though. But anyway, because, you know, when you have something that you ain't had in a long time, it just smells good right now. And it's got raisins in it. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get down there. So, but I'm going to take my time. And make sure I give y'all this word that God gave me to give y'all. You know what? But that's what happens when we're in church. We sit there, and half of the time, if it seems like it's taking too long, you already think about Golden Corral, what you're going to have when you get out, what you're going to eat. Oh, do we got biscuits? Or we going to have some chicken? Oh, your mind is thinking on everything that you're going to eat before before you've heard the benediction.
Yep.
You haven't even heard the benediction yet, and you already. And then, for God forbid, if it's a day they decide to take a double offering, you're like, oh, I know they ain't taking no offering again because all I got is this $10 to get my lunch, honey. God knows my heart. God knows my heart.
Of course he does.
I gave them what I could. No, you gave them what you wanted to give them. You didn't give what you could because you could have given everything.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Watch out. You know why I say that? Because there was a lady with two coins. And God says she gave the very best she had.
Yep.
Right? She didn't give out an abundance. She gave out of what she had. She just gave it all to him. And all she had was 2 coins. So when you say, I gave him what I could, really? You could have gave it all. And here's the story that everyone's sticking to. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it. They're saying, I ain't trying to ride a path to no car. I ain't trying to ride a path to no house. I ain't trying to give all my money to the church. You're not giving your money to the church. You're giving your money to God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? They're going to be held accountable for the money that God has impressed on your heart to give, that they're doing the right thing with what God told you to give. The Word of God says, bring your money into the storehouse.
Yep.
Right? So what that means is when you bring your money into the storehouse, if there's a need within the church, they can fulfill the need because they got the money. Or if people come in there, I can't pay my rent.
Yep.
I ain't got no groceries. They're really supposed to be able to use those tithes and offerings to take care of the ones in need. Yeah. That's really what it is when you take the money into the storehouse. I tell you the truth. When we had Led by God a couple of years ago, when we actually had a location and we were having church, and the people, you know, they would make the checks and everything to Led by God. And don't you know that we took every dime they gave us and made sure, number one, we either use it for the church or we set it aside for the people that had a need. Just because we were a small church doesn't mean that people didn't come in there with a need.
Absolutely.
They still had a need.
Yes, they did.
You know, we got large on there, and what did I do? I saved the receipts because I've been doing church books so long that when we decided to have our own, I saved all the receipts just in case someone comes back and says, well, we've been giving you money. Where the money go? So I can go, here it is, here it is. This is what we did with the money. We're not using the money for us. We're using the money for God's purposes. And that is to be there to fulfill the need or take care of the house of God.
Yep.
That's it. And God knows I wasn't getting no salary. Me and Poppy, we just pouring money into that church. and doing what we had to do, and we were blessed by God.
Amen.
Blessed by God. We never stood in need of anything. All I can do is teach you that the Word of God says it's a cursing for you not to give tithes and offerings.
That's right.
Yeah, because you're robbing God. It doesn't
yep.
say you're robbing a pastor or you're
nope.
robbing a church. It says you're
nope.
robbing God.
Robbing God, that's right.
Because when you give your tithes and offerings, you're saying, this is how I reflect what God has given me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it by letting God know I am so thankful to what
Amen.
You gave me. I'm willing to give it back to you.
Yes.
Huh? To give a portion back to God
yes.
so he can
yep.
continue that flow. Continue
mm-hmm.
that flow. Here we go. This is short and sweet. Thank you, God. I don't even know how I got there because Lord knows I don't get no tithes and offerings. So, but I'm talking for other pastors. So when y'all do go to church, y'all can pay tithes and offerings to them. Because, I don't know why I did that just now. Thank you, God. Because Kathy don't get no tithes and offerings. I used to tell my son, listen here, son. Why are you calling me? I'm talking about God is good. He is so good. I said, oh, Lord, what he do, son? He wants to bless you real good. He said, Ma, let me tell you. And then I go, you think you can throw some tithes and offerings into that? He said, there you go. I said, wow, it's like that, dude?
Wow.
But I bless God because they did. Both of those dudes, both of my sons, they used to throw money into Led by God. We bought the banners. We bought, you know, all kind of signs for the church. So,
yeah
I use the money to do what I'm supposed to do. But
exactly.
right now, I got to give y'all a word.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of y'all know it's important to pay tithes and offerings. And if you don't know it, pray to God and ask him to give you understanding.
Amen.
He will.
Yes, he will.
And how will he give you understanding? He'll start taking away some of the money he done gave you. And then when you see you ain't got nothing now, you be like, okay, let me start paying God my tithes and offerings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Here we go. Mm-mm. We go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible. And we're coming from Genesis chapter 25, verses 30 through 34. Genesis chapter 25, verses 30 through 34. And it is a familiar passage. Wow. Okay, I got to give you guys the title right now. The Holy Ghost told me to tell the title. And if I tell you the title and you hang up, okay, fine. Thanks for joining. The title. Because, you know, some people like to hear the title and then they're gone. So I used to be like, no, I ain't going to get a title right away. But it's the Holy Ghost telling me to get a title. I got to get a title. And if you hang up, okay, thanks for joining. That's
mm-hmm.
all I could say. The title of this message is A Life and Death Situation. Life and Death Situation. Here we go. Life and Death Situation. Genesis chapter 25, verses 30 to 34 says, he said to Jacob, let me eat some of that red stew, for I am famished. Right? That's why he was also called Edom. 31 says, first tell me your birthright, Jacob replied. Look, said Esau, I am about to die, so what good is a birthright to me? Swear to me first, Jacob said. So Esau swore to Jacob and sold him his birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jacob gave some bread and lentil stew to Esau, who ate and drank, and then he got up, went away, and thus Esau despised his birthright. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message, again, is A Life and Death Situation. Now, it sounds funny that Esau comes in and he done been out in the woods or whatever, and his brother's making some stew. And he said to his brother, let me have some of that stew. His brother said, hold on, hold on. Let me get your verse right, and I'll give you some stew.
Hmm.
Now, for those of you that don't know what the verse right is, it is the inheritance, the blessings that are on your mother and father at that time in biblical time. The oldest kid was the one who was getting a double portion. They're getting most of whatever your family's worth was, and it would have been going to Esau. So that's what the birthright is. That's the inheritance, your blessed inheritance for them, right? Because they would have had a lot coming to them. And so now it also says that a lot of people say that Jacob tricked Esau into giving him, signing over his birthright. He said, no, promise me I could have, swear to me that I could have your birthright if I give you a cup of soup, right? So Esau's like, look, I'm about to die. Just give me the soup. He said, no, promise me first. Swear that I can have her. He said, you can have it. You can have it. Just give me some soup. Jacob said, okay, here, eat the soup. So he ate the soup, and then it says as soon as he finished eating the soup, he despised his birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's angry because he gave away something that he should have respected and cared about more than he did. He didn't care enough about the birthright or respect it enough not to want to just give it away. Something of that great value. Yeah. It was a valuable thing that he gave away. The reason why God is telling us this, he says it's a life and death situation. And so many of us are giving away our life for some stew. And I know everybody's going, okay, what's she doing with this stew? What's she doing with this stew? Here's the thing. For Esau, it was stew. For someone else, it could be another woman and you marry. That's your stew, right? It could be lying. It could be stealing. All of that has become your stew. What are you giving up for your life? You want life? I thought he was talking about birthright. Well, your life is your birthright. Ooh, thank you, God. Your life is your birthright. You have a choice to say where your life is going to be for eternity. Is it going to be in the lake of fire, or are you going to be in a mansion in the sky relaxing yourself?
Yes, Lord.
So your life is your birthright, because God is saying, this is what comes with your birthright. You have the right to the throne just like Jesus. You have the right to get everything that I have bestowed upon my son Jesus. Why? Because it's your birthright. But guess what? Because we don't understand it's our birthright, we're forfeiting the birthright just like Esau did. For some stew. The stew is whatever you had to have so bad.
Yeah.
That you were willing to give up your birthright.
Yes.
You were willing to give up everything that belongs to you the same way it belonged to Christ.
Right.
Your life is your birthright. Christ died so you could have a birthright. Yeah. He died for your life. You couldn't pay the price.
Mm-mm.
And so with that, God is saying it's a life or death situation. Because when you go out and you're married, and you commit adultery. You just had to have that still. And right after you got it, and, you know, help us, Lord, how much satisfaction you going to get? It's going to last, what, 10 seconds? Okay, maybe 2 minutes. And after you get that 2 minutes of satisfaction, mm-hmm. when you get up from being with that person, mm-hmm. the thought immediately comes to your mind, your spouse. Look what you just did to your spouse, to your children, to your walk with God. Come on now. That became your still. Okay, if you go in the store, you go somewhere and you're stealing something. If you take things off your job, you're stealing. So if you steal something, that became your still. Every time we do something that goes against God's word, we're in sin. So if it's sin or sinful act, mm-hmm. right, then mm-hmm. we're forfeiting our birthright. Mm. And that's why God says it's a life or death situation. The wages of sin is death. Huh? Come on yeah. now.
That's right.
So it's a life or death situation. Do you choose life or you choose to die? Because every time you do something that's sinful, it's death in it. In that pot of stew that you just had to have, you chose death. And God is saying, why are they laughing at Esau, who just had to have a stew because he was so hungry, he thought he was going to die. God is saying, that's what all of you are doing. You think you just got to have the stew. You just got to have another man's wife. You just got to have another woman's husband. You just got to have that smoke. You just got to have that drink. You just got to have that cocaine. You just got to have a same-sex marriage. You just got to have it or you're going to die. The devil is a liar. You are not going to die. You are going to live. If you choose to walk away from that temptation, and God will give you a way of escape.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to stand your ground, I don't have to go after another man's wife. I don't have to lie. I don't have to steal. Okay? I don't have to get caught up with the same sex because that's a sin. Right? It's an abomination before God. Last time I checked, he made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Adam or Eve and Eve. It's wrong. And when you hear someone going, it's not wrong. It's natural. It's God's way. Okay. Okay. Guess what? Mm. If I tell you why it's wrong and I show you in the scripture, guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to debate it. No. I'm going to let you do what you want to do. Exactly. Live your life. I can't judge you. I
nope.
can't condemn you.
No. Nope.
All I can do is teach you and then go on. I'm still going to love you. Huh? It doesn't mean mm-hmm. God doesn't love you. He loves you. He don't like the sin.
That's right.
Right? I got to make mm-hmm. that perfectly clear. He loves you, hates the sin.
Yep.
Right? He's disappointed that you chose sin over his
over
love.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yes.
God is starting to get a little bit testy right now. You know why? Because there's so many struggles in the world that people are starting to think that they got to do whatever it takes to get there. I got to do whatever it takes for me and my family. No, you don't. You got to trust God.
That's right.
You do have to trust God, but you don't have to go out there and steal and lie and just mess up your work ethics. You ain't got no work ethics. You letting them tell you to do this and do that, and you know it's wrong. That's the part that gets me when I see how people go to work and how they act. They will step all over each other. just so they could be the one on top.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do that with God. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. Because guess what? There's so much room on top with God that we all can get up there and there still be enough room.
Amen.
Come on now. What is it to get on top if you had to knock someone down to get up there?
Oh, no.
Because that's what's happening. Everybody's starting to knock each other down. Oh, did you know she came in late? Did you know she do this? Did you know she didn't turn to her force? Did you know they did this? Did you know? Yeah, I knew. Did you know I got my eye on you? Why are you trying to point out everybody else's fault? God is saying, did you know I'm looking at you?
Right.
I don't need you to point out to me what anybody's doing. I already know. Just like I know what you're doing.
That's right.
You're not so holy yourself, you know.
Oh, no.
Wow. Help us, God. God is saying the reason why he's telling us today about Esau and Jacob is because for Esau, it was a bowl of soup.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold his birthright. God says, consider your birthright. Your birthright is entitling you to everything that Jesus was blessed with. Jesus went home to prepare a mansion. You got a mansion. Jesus gets all the blessings of the Father. You'll get the blessings of the Father.
Yep.
But you're selling your birthright every time you get carnal and choose the lust of the flesh. Because that's all it is. You're trying to satisfy a fleshly desire. You want to look good. You want to feel good. You want somebody to hold you. You want somebody to start cussing you. Okay. Well, do your part. Kill them with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to keep cussing you out and doing all kind of stuff to you if you're steadily being kind, steadily loving on them. Because when you love on them, you're really loving on God.
Amen.
What parent do you know? What parent do you know wants to see anybody beating up their children?
None
that I know.
None that I know.
So why do you think God wants to see us beating up one another? Because he's saying, Kathy, that's my child, and that's my child, and that's my child. Oh, yeah, Kathy, that's right. You're all my children.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Unless you choose to lead this family, and you have that choice, you can pack your bag and leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's a life or death situation. What is your stoop? What got you craving it so bad that you are willing to sell your birthright? Jesus told the disciples, everything that I'm entitled to because you have been adopted into this family, guess what? You can get every blessing that I got.
Mm.
But you got to walk the way I walk. How? This way? Which way? This way? Which way? Jesus said, I am the way. That's the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's walk the way. In a manner that he walked in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not nowhere near the person that I'm supposed to be in God's eyes. But guess what? I get discouraged when I see how we treat one another. The lack of respect, the lack of love for God. Yeah, it's a lack of love for God. Don't think you can treat people any kind of way and then say, God knows I love him. No, you don't. If you love me, I will see it in the way you treat them. That's not
that
God.
That is true. Nope, that's not God at all.
And so God says, well, you do know whatever you did to them, you did it unto me as well. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of us are not thinking right now. We're letting the little things keep us from getting into heaven. We're letting the little things keep us out of a right relationship with God. Why? Because we don't think the little things matter. The little things are really big things in God's eyes. Yeah. You think he created marriage so that you could get married and still fool around?
No.
If you're going to fool around, why would you say, I do? Just look at him and say, I don't. I don't think I can do this. I still want to run around. I still want to sleep with other people. So look at them when the creature said, do you take this? Say, I don't, because I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can control myself because I don't have the fruit of the Spirit, because self-control is in that fruit.
Mm.
And that's the only way you can control yourself, if you don't if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit within you. How will you not if you didn't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Exactly.
You don't get the inheritance if you're not part of the family.
Mm.
Jesus said you can have what I have if you do what I did. Come into the family and live the way that I live.
Mm-hmm.
I put my Father first. Not these worldly desires. I put my Father first. What would you have me to do, God, in this situation? Kathy, don't say another word to them. Keep your mouth shut. No, they ain't going to punk me. They ain't going to tell me off. I got to say something. Kathy, close your mouth. No, I got to get my word in.
Mm.
Guess what? When they were saying all kind of stuff to Jesus the last time I checked, it said Jesus didn't say a word.
That's right. So why?
He didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Not one
word. And guess
what?
Silence became a weapon.
Yeah.
People think they got to say something to show their strength. That shows your weakness. Closing your mouth while they doing all that talking, that's your strength.
Amen.
Silence is a weapon. They don't
yes,
know that they're getting to you if you don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just looking at them.
Yep.
You think Jesus couldn't say
them.
Something? Jesus was looking at them. Pilate and everybody else said, say something. Jesus said, it's as you say. Whatever you say, that's what it is. Oh, okay. Stop thinking someone's trying to punk you, or better yet, that they are punking. They're not punking you because they're saying stuff about you. If someone takes that much time out of their day to study me where they want to say whatever they want to say about me, go ahead. I ain't got that kind of time.
That's right.
I don't have time to think about you and start talking about you. Because I got my bills to pay, I got my grandkids to tend to, I got my husband to tend to. I ain't got time to be talking about you.
You're not that important.
I'd rather be talking about Christ.
Yep.
There was some times when my horse in my last job, my horse would call us in there, you know, and we get ready, talk it out. What is all this? Everybody talking about everybody doing all this. And I, you know what? I get in the meeting, I look at everybody's face, and I raise my hand. I go, can I go first? And they all look at me and go, go ahead, Kathy. They say, go ahead, Kathy. No, go ahead, Miss Kathy. Go ahead. I said, I'll go first. I done talked about everybody in here. I done said something I ain't had no business saying. Please forgive me. I am so sorry. And I looked at my boss and I said, oh, I'm sorry. I talked about you too. I'm so sorry. And they look at me like, is she crazy? No. Because guess what? Even though I said it humorously, I still said the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I ain't even lying. I didn't talk about you, too. My boss looked at me. I said, I'm so sorry. I got caught up. Everybody was talking, and I wanted to talk, too, and I had some things to say, and I said my words, too. I am so sorry. Then I looked at somebody else. I said, you only been here 2 days, but I done talked about you, too.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? That opened the door.
Mm.
That opened the door for everybody else to come right on through and say what they had done wrong. And guess what they did? They just started saying, oh, I talked about, you know, such and such, and I did. And everyone just came on in there and started saying what they had to say. And when I was leaving, everybody was leaving the meeting, my boss came up to me and said, Miss Kathy, thank you. I didn't see that coming, but thank you for doing that. And I looked at her and I said, thank you. I said, oh, I was telling the truth. I really did do that. I said, I'm sorry. She said, you talked about me? I said, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I told you I did. She said, I thought you were trying to break the ice. I said, no, I'll tell the truth. I want to be first.
You broke it.
I wasn't breaking the ice. I was telling the truth. Because guess what? I still had to answer to God at the end of the day. Here's the thing. I got to come in for a close right now. We make the mistake of thinking pastors, bishops, prophets, they're not human. They don't make mistakes. They don't lie. They don't do stuff they got no business doing. The devil is a liar. We are human just like you, and we do stupid stuff just like you guys. Because guess what? We are just like you guys. The only difference is God has cleaned us up, and we ought to know better not to do those things anymore. But there are days when we fall short.
Absolutely.
We don't do it all the time, because then God would have to sit us down. And you say, how God going to sit you down? He just going to go in the church and sit you down? No, he's going to take his anointing away. Yeah. God has a way of sitting you down. He will take you where you have no anointing. And when you have no anointing, you have no influence, no effect on anybody. They don't listen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And God says, when God said, I need you to be truthful. I need you to be transparent. I need you to be honest and open. He didn't say that so it could be a cliche. I'm just being honest. How you going to be honest while you're still lying? You know, I don't know where we get that from. We can tell a lie and go, I'm just being honest. That's an honest lie. You're not, or they'll say something offensive, and then they go, I'm just being transparent. Really?
Really?
Well, cover up your transparency, because you ain't hurt. You are not benefiting anyone with what you just said. Understand, whatever we say, whatever we do, it ought not to hurt anyone. You can't say stuff to hurt people. Now, don't get it wrong. Don't get me wrong. I have to go to people all the time and go, you know you're not supposed to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to do that because of the calling on my life. Right? Well, guess what? I have to do it in love.
Oh, yeah.
So that means I go to them in private.
Yeah.
I let them know in private. If I say it in the open, that is not in love. You're just trying to hurt that person.
Mm-hmm. True.
Every day we're faced with a life or death situation. For Esau, it was stew. He thought he was getting ready to die. He didn't have no stew. What is it that you think you got to have so bad that is causing you to give up your birthright that Christ himself has given to you?
This.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Cheers. Who are you going to be tonight? Praise be to God. At this time, before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word. Even if it's just an amen, beautiful word, that's all. Amen? Praise God. And we're going to start with 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. God bless you, 704-352. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
I just want to say that God is good, and he's always giving an on-time word. And truly, Pastor Kathy gave a great about the story about Esau selling his birthright. And she's right. We sell ourselves out here. You know, I mean, we're human, but we do it every day. You know, and I bless God for hearing the word, because it's always good to hear something to put you back in line, give you a light bulb, give you a light bulb experience and say, oh, wow, I didn't know I was doing that. Because that's how people say, I didn't know I was actually was sinning doing this or that. But I bless God for the word. Woman of God, you are the best.
Amen.
Back to you.
And
you only say that because you married to me. But I love you for saying it.
You telling the truth?
Yes, ma'am. Oh,
bless
the
Lord.
And all the blessings that come with her.
Amen. Praise God. And 980417, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Praise be to God. And we all...
I realize that some of these guys can't respond. Some of them are at work. Some of them are doing things.
Yes.
And some of them just choose not to say anything. But I bless God for their faithfulness, for their support, that they continuously get on the line. 980-417, son, you know I love you and your wife and the kids. That's one of my spiritual sons, Mr. Will.
Amen.
And I thank God that he faithfully gets on here every Thursday. I thank God for Theo. I thank God for all the ones that get on. You know, I can't name them all because I don't know all the calls that come in. Only the host can see them. But thank you guys for your love and support and trusting the God in me to hold
Amen.
Your attention that you would get on every Thursday. Thank you. I appreciate your
Praise
support.
Be to God.
Whether you say something or not, when I hear those numbers called out, it blesses me that you joined the call again on
Praise
another
God.
Thursday.
Praise
so thank
God.
You, guys.
Yes. Praise be to God. And just like with Esau and his brother, we also, you know, it's not just the soup. I mean, there's a lot of things that we crave for. Just like Esau saying he was dying, he needed food. No, he wasn't. He didn't really need the food because he could have waited until the food was finished and he didn't have to sell his birthright. But like Pastor Kathy said, your birthright is all you have. And once you give that away, it's gone forever. So keep your birthright and eat twice a day so you don't be hungry by evening time. It's a joke. Amen? So, Pastor Kathy, I want to let you know that next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I will be at a discipleship conference, so I won't be on Pray One for Another for those 3 days.
Okay, amen. Thank you, because I got to be in training next week, so thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, oh, I would always let you know in advance if there's no program. And again,
okay, next week, no program because of
next week Thursday,
things, training going on, so we will not have program next week. Thank you, God, for letting us know, because I do have training myself. So thank you. Where's Pastor Stephen? Is he still on the line?
Yes.
Look, he's going to get me because I'm trying to find him so he can close us out. Pastor Stephen, you in his house? Pastor Stephen?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you close us out, please?
Yes, ma'am, so you can get to the right foot. Dear Heavenly Father, as we part from these ways and not out of your presence, God, we give you all the glory and all the praise on this night. So, God, we're going to all say thank you and amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Love you, guys.
Love y'all.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Amen. Love you, too. See you week after next. Praise be to God.
Amen.
And on that note, we are out. And our song for tonight all belongs to God.